Friday, the 10th of October, Yud Aleph Tishrei, Rabbi Chaim Halpern, Mochulus, Yom HaKippurim.
First of all, I'd like to wish everyone a Gmach Sime Teve and a Gid Kibben Shtio the day after Yom Kippur. And I'm sure everyone davened and Yiddish Sikman Ausgit Ausgebeten. There is a Haloche, which I'll use as an introduction. There is a Haloche that Yom Kippur is only Mechapa Le Maminim Bo. For those who believe that Yom Kippur is Mechapa. They should take in the Rambam, it's a Rambam. Yom Kippur Mechapa Le Maminim Bo. I once heard from the Kozim of Gereb, the Chatzadik of Rucha. He said, why don't we keep, the Rishonim of the Kasha, why don't we keep 2 days Yom Kippur? Now you'd say, 2 days to fast, 2 days. I mean, some people enjoy to fast in the midst of the rites of Anissa, but it's dangerous to fast 2 days. So the Rishonim say, alright, so you can't fast 2 days because it's Pukach Nefesh. But at least, Vidui, say a Shami again, it's the midst of the rites, to say Vidui, to Tshuva. Chazan enjoys taking another Kol Nidre. There's nothing wrong in having a second day. It's a Melocha. So the Kozim of the Rebbe said a beautiful word. He said, Yom Kippur mechapa lema'aminim bo. There's no doubt that Yom Kippur was mechapa. If you have a sfeika deyoma, if you have a suffix, maybe Yom Kippur was yesterday, maybe it's today, that you're not ma'amin, you don't know which day it was mechapa. And since Yom Kippur is only mechapa lema'aminim bo, who believe that this day was kivayoyim azeh, yechapa aleichem, Chazal didn't want to make a speak of the Yom Kippur. It's 100% certain that Yom Kippur was Mechapa. Ki vayoyim azeh yechapa, without any speak, it's no speak of the Yom. Today's Mochras Yom Kippur. Mochras Yom Kippur is a very, very special day. I'll explain to you why, but before we go into the reasons or state in the Torah about Mochras Yom Kippur, I'll share with you a short Devar Halucha, which is left to do with Mochras Yom Kippur. In Shulchan Aruch, the Ramo says, Mitzvah l'saken ha-sukkah miyad l'acha Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah straight after Yom Kippur to do something to make the sukkah ready. A mitzvah habo l'yodoy al yachmitzena. It's an opportunity, you shouldn't delay doing the mitzvah. Now, it's a very interesting discussion, which is relevant to this year and only this year, and we'll have to wait 13 years. Still be any relevant again. Mochas Yom Kippur on a Friday is only when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So we've got to wait some years till it'll happen again. There's a very interesting point in Tshuvas Avne Nezer, Simen Tov Choftes. The Avne Nezer Zucht Azoy. This Mitzvah Bole Yotzach Mitzvah is very difficult to understand. It's Mochas Yom Kippur, the Chiyot to build the Sukkah. The Chiyot to build the Sukkah is maybe 30 days. The Gemara, famous Gemara in the beginning of Sefer Sukkah, Choykes B'Shama B'Silo. So 30 days before Sukkah, once you build the Sukkah, Chag HaSukkah starts. What if Mochas Yom Kippur? There's a Shara Tshuva brings Eli Rabba, Mashma, he says, She'ein L'Sakan HaSukkah Koydim Yom Kippur. Why? Because the Inyan of Sukkah is a Medrash, Shemo Yetzel Dino L'Golus, maybe Yom Kippur, the Pesach was that he might have to go to Golus, and by going to the Sukkah, this is like Binkon Golus. For those who have been looking at the Machzor, there's a Tefillah which you say when you go into the Sukkah. Some people know to say this Tefillah. The Tefillah is that B'tchis Tzeisi B'beisu HaChitzo, it should be considered as if we've gone into Golus. Based on the Medrash, it's also in Zeh HaKodesh. In this state, you look at the Machzor, you will find this Tefillah. So therefore, is the Indian to wait till after Yom Kippur. This taken Shara Tshuva B'Shem the Eli Rabba. The follows, so straight after Yom Kippur, Mitzvah Bo L'Yotcha Al Yachmetzah. Another reason why the Ramot says only after Yom Kippur, because before Yom Kippur, a person is tourist with others in Yonim, and after Yom Kippur, now is the time when the mind is set to prepare Poshet Al Oisik Per Mitzvah is Shaykh more after Yom Kippur. But the Jewish Avne Nezer points out that if Shabbos falls between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, which either Yom Kippur is on a Wednesday or on a Thursday, but if it falls on a Wednesday, so then Mochas Yom Kippur is on a Thursday, then he says with the Chiyuv Me'ika Hadin to make the tzitzit dafka on Thursday. It would actually be an issa to wait till after Shabbos. He says, why? He says, mitzvah bo liyotcha atach mitzvah, to do a mitzvah, not to delay a mitzvah, is the inyan of a hiddur. Zrizim makdim el mitzvah. But if you go through a period of time when you cannot do the mitzvah, then it becomes a chiyuv me'ik hadin of ein mavirin al mitzvah. You can't build a sukkah on Shabbos. It's a deraisa of boina. So therefore, if you're going to come into a Shabbos where you cannot build a sukkah, so you're actually being over an issa by delaying the building of the sukkah till Sunday. It brings the Raya from the Gemara and the Om from Masechet, beginning Masechet Megillah. The beginning Masechet Megillah Shleit Azay. There's a shayla, what do you write in the Megillah? Do you write in the Megillah or the Rishon or the Sheni? So we paskin or the Sheni because to be Masmech Geulah Le Geulah. But there's an opinion which says you should learn the Odorishon. Why? Because it's Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvah. There's an issa to delay a mitzvah. You've got opportunity. It could be Odorishon, could be Odorishon. Don't delay. Now you can't lay the Megillah only be Yidalad or Tesov in Yishalayim or Iyam Kofet Chayim. After that there's an issa. You can't just lay the Megillah. It's not the time to lay the Megillah. And the Gemara says that then there becomes a Chiyuv Me'ike Hadin to lay in the Megillah or the Rishon. We don't do it because Chazal on a second, it should be close to Pesach, it should be within 30 days of Pesach. But the Avner Ezer says, you see from here, if you go through a time zone, a time period where you cannot do the mitzvah, then it becomes a chiyuv me'ichadin. Therefore, look to Avner Ezer, that if Shabbos falls between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, you have a chiyuv me'ichadin to build the sukkah and prepare the sukkah, the schach, everything before Shabbos. If Thursday's Machas Yom Kippur, but if it's like today, Friday, since there's a chiyuv me'ikadin in Hilchos Shabbos, beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, to be oisik in hachonas of Torchos Shabbos, so oisik be mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, and after chatzos today, take the petchila, one should be moneya from doing building work today, unless you started beforehand. But since erev Shabbos, you have to be oisik be mitzvah. So the oisik be mitzvah will pater him from being involved in building the sukkah if he is busy this morning for Kovod Shabbos. If he's doing his shopping, he's buying his challahs or baking challahs, or he's helping his wife tidy the house, whatever he's doing the Kovod Shabbos, if you're doing it this morning, then you're exempt of this chiyuv. But if it's on Thursday there's no chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch to do preparations for Shabbos, that's it. Therefore, it's a chiddush. That's the Avner Ezer's chiddush. It's interesting that the Munkat Shirov and Minchas Saloza argues very strongly on this chiddush of the Avner Ezer. He tines that Shabbos, of course, you can't build the second Shabbos, but Snapchat is not the Zman HaMitzvah. After Yidalad and Tesvov or the Rishon, there's no mitzvah bechlau. He says, where it's an Issei the Rav Yolei, where it's only Machmas, a certain reason I cannot build the Sikha, that's not. That doesn't fall into this category that you cannot do the mitzvah mitzvah the etzem ha-mitzvah, and he argues with it. And the same with other poskim, also there's a tshuva machz avrom and minchas yitzchak is a tshuva and horis nosim. Come achrein and argue with this Avner Ezer, but the maisa, no one argues on the fact that the Ramo says that a katchila one should be oisik today, not today. I know Sunday is an easier day in summer, but the Ramo is doktoch mitzvah boliyotah mitzvah, someone should do something preparing for the sukkah. This is just a kotz of the halacha which is negated today because it's interesting. It's Friday's Machas Yom Kippur. But I want to just go through with you another inyan that Machas Yom Kippur is a very unique day and has dafka shaychus to Friday and the Kovod Shabbos. Yesterday, last night, everyone said seven times Hashem Hi Hu Elokim. Hashem Yolikim states, when you say Hashem Yolikim, you're malave, you go, the Shechina is as if is going away from us. So if you say Hashem Yolikim, it's a way of saying, let's say, L'chaim L'sholem. That's how people think. That's a major mistake. When we said Hashem Yolikim, it's not pshat that the Shechina left us. We hopefully went with. The Shechina goes to a higher madrega, and hopefully we go with. Because if Machas Yom Kippur looks like before Elul, or looks like before them, then the Yom Kippur didn't achieve anything. The Machas Yom Kippur is the time where one could tell whether the Yom Kippur achieved something. There's a famous word from the Lady Yitzchak from Berditchev. steht in the Novi, Vachaltem Ochoi Vosovaya, Vialaltem Hashem Hashem Elekeichem Hashem 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 Lahafli, Velo Yavoi Shiam El Oilom, Vidatem Ki Bikei Vissor Onim, Ani Hashem Elekeichem, Enoit Velo Yavoi Shiam El Oilom, twice Velo Yavoi Shiam El Oilom. So the Levi Yitzhak Yudhishek said, Yom Kippur, the day when we fast, has beforehand a mitzvah, Erev Yom Kippur, to eat and drink. Made the mitzvah, Motzi Yom Kippur, Shetosis brings at the end of Yom Kippur, that the Bas Koil Yotis and says, Leich Echoil B'Simcho Lachmecho. Kikvarotza Lekemas Masecho. It's a Yom Tif, we said it yesterday in the Avodas Yom Kippur. V'Yom Tif Hoi Oysa B'Teisa B'Sholom Ben HaKodesh. Now the Yom Tif Hoi Oysa, Yom Kippur is a Yom Tif anyway. The Yom Tif Hoi Oysa was Machas Yom Kippur. The more brings what the Kohen Gadol did Machas Yom Kippur was a very special day for the Yom, for the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the ritual, you can tell the Yom Kippur through the eating and drinking Erev Yom Kippur, and from the eating and drinking Motzi Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, every year sits at the Siddur Samashtekes, and his heart is very much into the Yom Kippur. He's thinking of a Kalnidra, he just said Al-Khayt, he's between the Mincha and Mariv. So he's got his heart somewhere in a different area, it's not in the food. But Motzi Yom Kippur might be even harder. Motzi Yom Kippur, after a whole day fasting, already the person is waiting to come home and have his drink and his coffee or whatever. And here he has to make Havdalah. And that Havdalah is a very special Havdalah. That's the chilek. Hamavdu ben kodesh lechoyel ben oyel lechoyshef ben yisroel le'amim. Eid comes home after a fast in 24 hours, makes Havdalah first. And the brucha is a different brucha. Bechsamuzin, if you watch, is a different bechsamuzin. So the Levi Yitzchak, v'achaltem ochel v'suvaya. We are given a mitzvah to eat and drink. V'ilaltem Hashem Hashem l'keichem. And we have to say afterwards, Divrei Hodeah to the Rebbeinu Shloilom, we come into this medrash of Eloi Avoishi Amel Oilom. That way, Klal Yisrael is different to the Umas Oilom. You give Lahavdil, the Umas Oilom, a day where they can eat and drink. Everyone knows what the emergency department looks like on certain days of the year, which I won't say, the Koyrom. But you can imagine, you know what it looks like. And those who don't drink, the Yishmaelim, they get thirsty with the Tzicha after the Yom Chagom. Ayid, he has a day of Yom Kippur, which is the special day of the year, before and after, Vachalta Mocha V'Savaya, so twice V'Loye Voishi Abel Oilam, for Erev Yom Kippur and for Mochas Yom Kippur. Coming back to the Etzim Mochas Yom Kippur, and to explain what's this Indian of getting involved with the Sukkah straight after Yom Kippur, let me share with you a thought which has got to do with Erev Shabbos Kodesh. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do Mochas Yom Kippur? We have two parshas in the Torah. We have one parsha in the Torah in Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Yisro states that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayeshev Moshe Vahim Mochos Vayeshev Moshe Lishpo Yisroel. That the day after Yom Kippur, Rashi says Vahim Mochos Moitze Yom Kippurim Hoyo, and he had just come down after 40 days of very difficult 40 days, but he managed to achieve Vayoyim Hashem Salachdi Kidvurecho Lechem Vayochal Imayim Veshusu, and his Yisrael arrived Vahim Imochos Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoit Esom Vayamoit Ha'om Al Moshe Min Aboike Adu Orev. Mochos and Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting today from the morning till the evening, and Moshe, his father of Yisrael, saw it, and he said to him, Novoi Tzibor, this is very difficult. Mochas and Kippur to sit down. Now let's ask a question. What did Moshe Rabbeinu have to sit down, Mochas and Kippur, a whole day and have been a Torah? I can tell you that I said after one din Torah, I feel very exhausted. If you have two, can happen an emergency, that's already way, way beyond. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is Isha Lekim. But Moshe Rabbeinu had to sit to such a stage. It reached a matter of Novoi Tzibor. You don't find this on Moshe Rabbeinu. 40 days he managed to be on the Sinai. Lechem Noyochel Amayim Hashosim. And if the Torah says Novoi Tzibor, you will get tired. The Yisrael noticed some fatigue, some tiredness in Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know what the Torah says. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu Mochas in Kippur have to sit and Paskan Dine Torahs? Moshe Fatiti Beirish Beirei. He did something else. Vayakhel Moshe. Again, we have the Pasha, the Rashi. Vayakhel Moshe. When was it? Machas Yom Kippur. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Besides all the Dina Torah that he had, he found time to get to all Klal Yisrael came together. Vayakhel Moshe Kol Adas. So he told them Sheishes Yomim Kosa Melocha. Vayim Ashi Yelachem Koydes Shabbos Shabbos Lashem Kloisim Melochim. He told them Hecha Shabbos. And if you think he just finished with the Shir Hecha Shabbos, he tells them another thing. Vayim Moshe called us Meisol Leimer the same day. He taught them the halachas, what to bring for the Mishkan. And this is all Machas Yom Kippur because they brought Nedova Baboike Baboike, state of Chazal, till Sukkot. And one of the reasons we have Sukkot, which is Doimah to the Mishkan, to remind us of the first day that they actually started getting involved in preparing the Mishkan. So let's see, go through Moshe Rabbeinu's day. Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting with Dina Torah, a long queue of people. And Novoi Tibur. Besides that, he gave a Shir Hechel Shabbat. It's one of Shir Hechel Shabbat. It's one melucha or a discussion of Hechel Mitzvah. He went through all Lametetz melucha, which is a major to teach Shishim Riboy, Anoshim, Venoshim, Vayakar, Kolada. Then, besides that, he learned with them Hechel Mishkon. I don't know if you remember when you were Cheder on school and you learned the Pashas Tzumot, Tzavah, Kisisa, Vayakar, Bikida is not easy. And to get through all these rashis and how the Yiris HaMishkon and how very complicated. So everything had to be in one day. Why? We know Moshe was Yisrael Kim and Moshe was way beyond what we can even imagine. But why did it all have to be in one day? Machas Yom Kippur. I think Rabbi Yisai, as the question itself is the answer. It must have been extremely important to get these 3 points through to Klal Yisrael, Machas Yom Kippur, Dafke. We said in Ne'ila yesterday that the Inyan of Yom Kippur, especially Ne'ila, Leman Nechtal Me Oishek Yedeini. Our hands should be clean from Geneva, from Gezeira. Geneva does not mean Dafke to walk into a shop with a gun and to rob and steal. It doesn't mean pickpocketing, it doesn't just mean that. Gezeila can be a very, very delicate type of gezeila, but also mina Torah. The manechta moishe gedeini means a person can take his pen and write a signature and make a false insurance claim. Ikudeime is oche ganav, and gezel akum is also as much as gezel yisrael. Ikudeime, the manechta moishe gedeini. Out of all the averas that we reckoned out the alchet, by ne'ile, we come up with this the manechta moishe gedeini. Why? The answer is Hashem, He who Elikim, which we said 7 times, is a lesson for us, and is to teach us something to take through the whole year. There is only one Ribbono Shleilam Azon Umefanes Dakoy. Ribbono Shleilam gives us Panosa. Ribbono Shleilam cares for us and looks after us. He's Zon Umefanes Mikane Re'elim Ad Beye Kinim, the Losh Chazal. Ribbono Shleilam gives every Nibro his panosa. The animals, the creatures, they have it easy. The Gemara says in the end of the Sefer Kedushin. Now we have, because of our Zayda Odom Rishon, Bezei Asapecho Teicha Lechem. But if a person steals, besides, of course, the Ben Odom Lechaveiroi, which is the Issa Choma Mo'id Gezel, Choma, it's, in principle, it's Kfira, it's a Chesaron Emunah, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives you, the Ribbono Shel Olam will provide you, and by taking money shaloi kahalocha, anything which is done against the Shulchan Aruch, against the Torah, shows and proves that he is not mamin that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give him from us. He thinks he has to do it. It's not just koichi voitzim yodi. He feels that otherwise he won't manage. Why does he do it? He only does it because he's short. He has to do it. There's a lot of tirutzim why he does it. It doesn't have to be dafke greed, some people are desperate. But if we have the emissary Munna, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives panos, and he'll do his establis kahalocha, he'll try and do his panos as much as he can. And sometimes it means, as the Gemara uses the expression, pshoit hevela b'shuk v'al tatar chavir. Sometimes you have to do something which might feel degrading for panos, could be. whatever the cheshbonos are, the meiser stealing or doing something which is against the halacha, the gozalni, the third word which is said in Vidi, is in essence a kfira in the emunah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives panos. And this is a very delicate type of kfira, because it can be subtle. It can be sometimes a person as a sofik in kedema. So this is the inyan of Hashem Yolekim. That's the essence of Yom Kippur, to be ma'amin that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge and he is in control. So Moshe Rabbeinu Mochas Yom Kippur, before anything, before we're talking about a Mishkan, before we're talking about anything, the first point is Vayeshev Moshe Lishbrit HaSeom. We have to see, is the money that you have kosher money or not kosher money? Now you'll ask the question, how come Klal Yisrael and Midbar would have money which is not kosher? It could be by business hayam, for example. There was plenty of the spoils were lying over there. One person might have taken, one person might have picked up, put it down. The shayla, are you allowed to take something made that somebody made a kinyan on hefker? Somebody went within daladamas of hefker. There's a lot of alochas which are there. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Rabbeisai Klal Yisrael." Before we go, we move on from Yom Kippur. The first thing is Vayeshev Moshe Lishpoit Etzom, to see is the money that you have good kosher erlich money. That's the first thing. And this was a powerful lesson for Klal Yisrael. Afterwards, he said Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is the Mekoyah HaBrocha. Shmira Shabbos, written Zera Kodesh, Minei Misprochin Kol Shita Yoimin. That's the day that we do not work. That's the day that we're not even allowed to discuss the Dabbe Dove, we're not to discuss business. The Ribbono Shel Olam brings the Brocha and the Schis of Shmira Shabbos in all Lametz Melochot. Every melocha, a person is menea, brings a brocha. And that's why the Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Vayakos, Sheishis Yumim Te'oseh Melocha. It doesn't say Sheishis Yumim Ta'aseh. Sheishis Yumim Te'oseh, just to say the melocha is done for you. We do our ishtadlis. Of course we have to do Vasafta, the Ganecho, Vasereshcho, Vasereshcho. But who lemaise brings the panosa? Who gives the panosa? Is ein Ribbono Shel Olam. Sheishes yomim te'oseh, it's done for you by Shmir Shabbos, through Shmir Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after he set, or during this time when he was sitting Lishpoit HaSeom, he found time and he felt it important and necessary to teach Klal Yisrael the inyan of the chus of Shmir Shabbos, because it goes hand in hand. If you're ma'amin in the koyach of Shabbos Kodesh, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the panosa through Shmiras Shabbos, because that's the Beinu Beinu Bnei Yisrael Oisi La'olam. That's the oisin how you will get the right munah and the chizuk that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who gives panosa. Only afterwards you can tell them, now we come to a Mishkan, now we can bring the Ashuras Hashchena. And this is the same Machlus and Kippur to all of us, Benegea to the preparation of Sukkah. You find something interesting. Anyone who's learned Masechta Sukkah, you'll see that out of all the mitzvahs, we have tefillin, we have tzitzit, we have many of the mitzvahs, shofar, one of the most halachos of Hilchos Gezel come by Sukkah and Arba Minim. Lulav HaGozel, the sugyas of Bobakam HaGoy Gleitzim, is very much in Lulav HaGozel. And it's only dinim, Sukkah Gezula, it's called a Sashovim. We go into the Sukkah, we are Betzile de Mehemenusa. We are under the protection, It's a Sukkah which, according to the Halacha Meshem Sinai, is only Shtei Defanes, Shlishis Afele Tefach. It's not even a very secure home. But Betzile Kadefecho Tastereina. It's a Mishkan. It's like a Mishkan. So Mimachas Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur, one has to think, what has the Yom Kippur done and taught me? The Hashem, He Holekim, He has left us. He's with us. And He's with us every day of the year. And the Nesoyin is, when it comes to a time when I've got to think, who gives me the Panosa? Where will I get the Panosa? Who do I daven for Panosa? Birchas Hamozen. How do I say Birchas Hamozen? Shteit Neshrechanorach and Neshrevriah brings a person says Birchas Hamozen B'Kavona, then Muftachloi, he says it to Koil, and he says it to Kavona, and Muftachloi, Shloyechsaloi Mezanoisov. Because what we say, the words we say in Mechamoz, if you think of the words, Lachain, Lachesed, Lachmed, ורווח, הצולה, והצלוחה, ברוכה, וישור, נחומה, פענוסה, וחקולה, ורחם, וחיים, ושורם, וכל טוב, לא ילמד לחסדת. It's a beautiful word, every word. You have all the bakushas. The whole of Rina Bapena, the whole Bessay for Chaim, is every time we say Berch Samuz, we have it. So this is the Bamachos in the Kippah. Hashem, Hiyo, Lekim. The Manechta, Moshe, Kiyodeinu. This is Vayesha, Moshe, Lishpet, Yisoom. Shemir, is Shabbos. And that brings to Ashur Sashchina. They heard from Abnosen Wachtfeuge, who was the Mashkiach of Lakewood. He said a beautiful Gedank of Sukkos, and that will conclude. He said, the Gemara brings about Mitzir of Pehei. The Gemara says, the famous story with Rabbein HaKadosh. Rabbein HaKadosh suffered from terrible Yisurim pains in his teeth. Mamash is Velechiot also. But the Ma'ayim, Rabbein HaKadosh was the Rabban Shal Yisrael. The Gemara says, why? Because once he was walking in the street and a little eagle, a calf, came and was willing to be taken to the Shechita. So the eagle saw Rabbein HaKadosh. So he went and hid under Rabbein HaKodesh's coat. So Rabbein HaKodesh said to the eagle, go to your Shechita. Leich kilekach meitzorto. So because he spoke that way to the eagle, to the animal, he was nanash tzadik ma'kodesh boch medakti chut asara, and he got a punishment that he suffered pain. So the obvious kasha is, what did Rabbein HaKodesh do wrong? Are we chassishom from those animal lovers who hate people and they love animals and they protect them from shechita? The Bnei Hashem gave a mitzvah of shechita. The mitzvah she could show them the mitzvah itself, the tzivona ala shechita. V'dan ka'alocha k'dasik din v'tzorot na'bayra. So what did he say to the animal? He said lech ki lekach v'tzorotu. That's what tachlis is, that you should be have a shechita and people will lead k'kovet Shabbos, k'kovet Yontif. What did he say wrong? So Rav Nosson Wachtfeuge said, you know what the problem was? Of course he's right in the word Lekach Metzorta. But if the animal came and hid under Rabbein HaKodesh's coat, he should have had a bit more of passion. Just calm the animal down. Later he would have gone to Shechita. If somebody comes running under your beged, it means he's looking for your protection. Just give it a bit more attention. That's what Rabbein HaKodesh should have done. He says, after Yom Kippur, Klali saw prepare themselves to go into the sukkah. What is the sukkah? We are to the yochel, we are going under the Bnei Shalom's coat, to the yochel. But Seil Kanafechot Astereim. In other words, to say, whatever happened in Kippur, and sure, Bamin and Bal, we know 100%, but we need the day after in Kippur, the sukkah yesterday was quiet. He couldn't say a word. He couldn't open his mouth. Sigab, but Sultan, the Valley Astereinu, Shleim Chazal. But he came back, Machos in Kippur. We say we're not going to chop open straight after Yom Kippur because he's got a job to do. So what do? So the Bnei Shalom, we can't have another Yom Kippur. If we have Yom Kippur all year, we're in Yom Kippur, we'll look the same. So with Tzel Konofechot Atzvein, we're running under to be under your protection. The Bnei Shalom, look after us. Give us the Koyach, the Siyata, the Shemaya, that we should be able to continue Mechai and Choyol to feel the Hashem here on the Kim the whole year round. That's the Koyach of Sukkos, the Tzel Konofechot Atzvein. So to summarize what we said, Vahim and Mochas Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur is important to remember. The Manechta Moshe Kideinu and Moshe Rabbeinu spent a day of Novo Tzibor just to teach Klal Yisrael Lishpoit, Mishpat Tzedek. And the Koyach of Shemir Shabbos, and Tafka today is Erev Shabbos, so we'll approach the Shabbos Kodesh, which is between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, maybe with a different understanding. And to realize that when we say Kiddush, and when we sit Shabbos, and we daven Nishmas, and we say all the Tefillahs, that the Rebbein Shleim is the one who gives us Toiv Lahoidei Kashem Olazam L'Shevcheir, and he gives us the Siyata Dishmaya. And that helps us to bring the Hashuras Hashchin of the Mishkan, of the Sukkah, to go B'tzel Kanofechot Astereinu Mechayel Anchoi. Rebbein Shleim should help all of us, and we should be Zeichet, to the Machsim, the Toivet, the Gitzvikl, the Rebbein Shleim שפע ברוכה והצלוחה ושאהב את הזינתיו למזלתיו ומשביזיך בכל רבה פועל יציק השולה מולנו ועל כל עמו ישראל ועל ירושלים עומד.